This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off.
Hey, friend, I hope you know this is Pat Boone, and you and I are enjoying TV Confidential with my buddy Ed.
Ed Robertson with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. We'll play part two of our conversation about Ernie Kovacs with Josh Mills and Pat Thomas. Plus, we'll welcome actress and author Dinah Manoff. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, this being Oscar weekend, as this program airs, the weekend of March 9th and March 10th, we're going to close out our program this week with a special preview of our upcoming conversation with John Barber and Carol Honig. John Barber, of course, five-time Emmy Award-winning writer and producer, who is also the creator, producer, principal writer, and one of the original hosts of NBC's Real People. As some of you know, for many years throughout the 1970s, John Barber was also critic at large for KNBC Channel 4, the NBC affiliate in Los Angeles, and the longtime movie critic for Los Angeles Magazine. With that in mind, Carol Honig gathered together a collection of some of John's movie reviews, both for Los Angeles Magazine and KNBC, and put them together as part of a new book called The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, a book that, among other things, discusses how many of the movies that John reviewed throughout the 1970s impacted not just Carol Honig's life, but the lives of many people, including such luminaries as Lucille Ball, Burt Reynolds, and Martin Scorsese. The real appeal of The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read is the ongoing My Dinner with Andre-like dialogue between John Barber and Carol Honig throughout the book that discusses how movies shaped our culture then and continue to shape it today. As this weekend is Oscar weekend, we're going to play a clip in which Carol and John discuss a piece that John wrote in 1978 that reviewed the Academy Awards broadcast.
Well, since the Oscars are going to be coming up on March 10th, there's a portion of this book called Reviewing the Academy Awards. And what John did was that he was sitting in a restaurant.
It was
while the awards
the Formosa Bar right across from the...
Okay, I didn't... Monica, okay.
Right across from Sinatra's office.
Oh, okay. And so what he did was he took down what people were saying. Like, he, you know, and one of the things is like somebody saying, geez, there's Bob Hope again. He looks good for his age. How old is he? And then the response was, I don't know. I think he was about 8 wars. So there was just witty, witty conversation. And I thought it was genius that John did that. people's responses. Because, you know, when you're home, you're watching the awards. It's you and the TV, and you don't hear what other people are saying. So that's basically, you know, how the book ends. We have a few other things, but I always thought that that was quite delightful.
The
Go ahead, John.
We included near the end, Ed, was I had a total disdain for nearly every film critic in America, from Pauline Kael on. And I have a very short chapter in there that Carol included, where I review the critics, the movie critics, with four or five lines. And you think you could find some of those, Carol?
I'll try.
Well, Carol's looking for that. Let me throw this out there, because when I read your piece on the Academy Award, John and Carol, it brought to mind why award shows in and of themselves are not interesting to watch. Because when you think about it, it is a static program. I mean, someone says, okay, the nominees are so-and-so, and the winner is such-and-such, and then you pause for so-and-so to get up and accept their award and rattle off all the names of their team members, most of whom, unless you follow the industry, are meaningless to the general public, and then you move on. And then, and one of the reasons why award shows run as long as they do is because the producers know it's a static type of program, so you feel you need to jazz it up, and as a result, they're 4 hours.
There has never been a successful award show, and that even goes for the Tony Awards. They just somehow, even though there are great talents that appear, especially in the Tony Awards, there are no talents that appear at the Oscars or the Grammys, except maybe an occasional singer or so. Billy Crystal did a nice job one time when he was at the Oscars, but it hasn't been witty or funny or interesting since Bob Hope, for God's sake, and that's 50 years ago. And the Tony Awards are never interesting either. None of them are. Even the awards of the inductions into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Anyway, Carol, were you able to find the stuff
I found was John reviews other reviewers' reviews.
Ed?
Yes.
Let her read the first three, because the first was supposedly the greatest film critic in American history, Pauline Kael.
Mm-hmm.
Let her read the first three, and then I want to get to Soylent Green, and then her very smart question about what was the toughest film you ever had to review, which was Deep Throat.
Okay.
Okay, I'm guessing this is Pauline Kael's review of Invasion of the Body Snatchers in The New Yorker, and describing this film as the best movie of its kind ever made, an American classic. Kael indicates that in a book she wrote a number of years ago called I Lost It at the Movies, she must have been referring to her taste. And then he goes, Rex Reed's review of Superman in the New York Daily News. Rex's first acting role was as Myron in the excessive Myra Breckinridge, following a comeback cameo appearance, playing himself in Superman, and in keeping with the no conflict of interest class he displayed in doing a commercial for a TV manufacturer, he stated objectively that Superman was a marvel of stupendous filmmaking, proving that as a reviewer, he is even less believable than as an actor. And did you want me to read the one about Andrew Saris, John?
Yes.
Okay, Andrew Saris' review of Magic in the Village Voice. Anyone who says that magic is the most intelligent kind of filmmaking, this side of inspiration, shouldn't be writing for the Village Voice, but for the Village Idiot. He really holds back, doesn't he, Ed?
Yes, you know, we need to talk to him about that.
John
Barber and Carol Honig are with us. Carol was John's collaborator on Your Mother's Not a Virgin, plus she is the author of the greatest reviews I've ever read, a collection of some of the many film reviews that John wrote for Los Angeles Magazine and or KNBC Channel 4 in Los Angeles, and discusses how those movies impacted Carol's life and why movies continue to impact all of our lives. The greatest reviews I've ever read, available Amazon.com, wherever books are sold. For more on Carol Honig, carolhonig.com, and Honig is H-O-E-N-I-G. NIGCarolHoenig.com for more on John. JohnBarbersWorld.com, which has a direct link to the John Barber's World YouTube channel.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto meals that are restaurant quality, ready to heat, and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50, factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Sign up and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Use promo code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off.
Well, hello.
John, you once modestly said on this program that the U.S. Supreme Court once said that John Barber's reviews are of no public importance, but there are many instances in Carol's book where she points out the opposite.
Well, thanks very much, and thanks for mentioning my YouTube channel, because I had forgotten that I had reviewed Oppenheimer. So if you go to johnbarbersworld.com and look for the review of Oppenheimer, you will be absolutely blown away by it. I'm not going to tell you whether it's a good review or a bad review, but it is unbelievably interesting and entertaining and funny, as nearly everything should be about an unbelievably serious subject as that. So now, you quoted the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court came to that ruling after 5 years of tenacity by the producer of the movie Soylent Green. Tell the audience briefly what the movie theme is about. And it's supposed to take place, I believe, in the year 2022.
I believe it's about a food shortage, and the only known source of nutrition is something called Soylent Green, which is comprised of body parts, human body parts, if I remember.
That's exactly right. They made crackers.
Yes.
We got 3 squares a day.
Yes.
Okay. And it starred Charlton Heston.
Yes, everything tastes better when it sits on a Ritz.
Yeah. Okay. It's just a god-awful movie.
Yeah.
So now, it's true.
It's Edward G. Robinson's last film appearance, if I remember correctly, as well.
Oh, my God, he was just a wonderful actor, Edward G. Robinson. But I got to tell you something very, very quickly about Carol's book.
Yes.
I play golf with a lot of very wealthy people who were connected with the gambling industry here mm-hmm. in Las Vegas. And one of them had to go back east because it was his mother's 88th birthday. And he had loved the first book, Your Mother's Not a Virgin. And he said, you know, I'm bumping into people who are telling me how funny your movie book is. I said, yes, Carol Hannig wrote it. He said, well, I never heard of her. And I said, well, 5 years ago, I never heard of her either. Now I can't live without her. So
yeah, she is the second most important woman in your life, I dare say.
Absolutely. And so he said, well, can I get a copy of it? I'll give you an autographed copy. So he gets, and I said, it's short enough. Leave it out because you'll read it on the flight. Because if it's not a movie flight that you want to watch, read the book. He got back and he called me and he said, people on the plane thought I had Tourette's syndrome because I couldn't stop howling. I just couldn't stop it. I was banging the seat and I was screaming. And a half a dozen, first of all, the stewardess came over and said, would you please be quiet? You're upsetting the passengers. And one passenger said, not me. It's nice to hear somebody laugh again, and got up and said, what are you reading? So he said he must have sold a dozen copies. That's the impact that I wear my Superman shirt. I go to the golf course. Strangers come up to me, recognize the shirt so they know it's me, and then talk about Carol's book, how entertaining it is. Anyway, with Soylent Green, obviously, Don Rickles proved, if you start bashing people, you get bigger laughs. And there were stars who would come from the set to sit in the newsroom Monday, Wednesday, and Friday just to listen to my reviews and chuckle or applaud, which the news director hated because he didn't want me to turn this into a lounge, you know, it was a news show. And when I did Soylent Green, I was so cruel, while I was saying the review, I felt bad. Because and I stopped myself and I said, you know, nobody intentionally makes a bad movie.
Right.
There are just hundreds of talented people who absolutely get together, and it turns out that the soup they create or the stew they create is botulism.
Yeah.
Okay. But they don't intend it to be that.
Yeah. Ed Wood never tried to make a bad film. He honestly believed he was making a good film.
Absolutely. That was a good, interesting film, by the way.
It was.
In any event, I said, I have to say something nice about the film. And I could see these guys applauding, sitting beside, applauding lightly so I don't get fired. And I said, the sets are beautiful. Now, Ed, I feel guilty because I'm lying. I said they would be even more beautiful if they were placed in front of the actors. Oh, my God. Now they start howling and laughing and applauding. News director comes down and screams at me after when we go to the break, and he's going to fire me again. They fired me 3 times. I never had a contract, and they brought me back the very next day.
John Barber and Carol Honig with a preview of a conversation that will air in April here on TV Confidential. Carol Honig was John Barber's collaborator on his memoir, Your Mother's Not a Virgin. She is also the author of The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, a collection of some of the many film reviews that John either wrote for Los Angeles Magazine or delivered on KNBC Channel 4 here in Los Angeles, that also discusses how those movies impacted not only Carol's life, but all of our lives, and how movies in general continue to shape our culture. The Greatest Reviews I've Ever Read, available Amazon.com. For more on Carol Honig, CarolHonig.com, H-O-E-N-I-G, CarolHonig.com. For more on John Barber, JohnBarbersWorld.com. A reminder that Altered Reality is playing in theaters everywhere, while Ernie in Kovacs Land is available from Fantagraphics Book, Fantagraphics.com, as well as Amazon.com. Ed Robertson, Beth, Tony Figueroa, Donna Allenfield, Grace, and Greg Airbar, thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.